WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to pull you in a million different directions. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, I feel you. The constant buzz of notifications, the pressure to be productive 24/7, the never-ending stream of information, it can all feel like a bit much, right? Ever get that feeling where your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour, but you're not really experiencing anything? You know that feeling when you're at dinner with friends, scrolling through Instagram instead of actually talking to them? Yeah, that's what we're tackling today. The power and the importance of being present in the moment. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Present? That sounds boring. But trust me, being present isn't about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting affirmations. It's about actively engaging with your life, savoring the little things, and really connecting with the world around you. Think of it this way. You wouldn't miss your favorite band playing live because you were too busy checking emails, would you? So why would you miss out on the amazing symphony of life just because your mind is elsewhere? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tap into the power of being present. First things first, awareness is everything. You can't be present if you don't know where your attention is wandering. Start by paying attention to your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. What triggers your mind to race? When do you find yourself zoning out? Once you know your patterns, you can start consciously redirecting your focus. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be a full-blown meditation retreat. It could be as simple as taking 5 deep breaths before starting your workday, focusing on the sensations of your feet on the ground while you walk, or really savoring each bite of your meal. The key is to bring your attention to the present moment without judgment. Turn off the distractions. This one's tough, I get it. But seriously, those notifications and social media feeds are constantly vying for your attention. Try setting aside dedicated offline time each day, whether it's an hour before bed or during your lunch break, to unplug and truly be present. Engage your senses. The world is full of incredible sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures. Take a moment to appreciate them. Listen to the birds chirping, smell the fresh air after a rain shower, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. These sensory experiences can ground you in the present moment and make life feel richer and more vibrant. Finally, be kind to yourself. Learning to be present takes time and practice. There will be days when your mind wanders more than others. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently bring your attention back to the present moment and keep practicing. Let me tell you a story about this. I was sitting in a coffee shop last week trying to write a new podcast script like this one, but my mind was all over the place. My phone buzzed with notifications, people were talking loudly around me, and I could hear the barista making espresso shots. It felt like there was a million different things competing for my attention. Finally, I decided to take a break from writing and just observe what was happening around me. I watched the steam swirling from people's cups of coffee, listened to the barista expertly pulling espresso shots, and even started chatting with the person next to me about their book. You know what? It was actually kind of refreshing. By focusing on the present moment, I found myself feeling calmer, more focused, and even inspired to write my script again. So remember, being present isn't about escaping reality, it's about fully experiencing it. It's about savoring those little moments that make life beautiful and meaningful. Let's recap. Awareness is key to knowing where your attention goes. Practice mindfulness, turn off distractions, engage your senses, and be kind to yourself as you learn. This isn't a one-time fix, it's a daily practice. It takes effort, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel less stressed, more connected to the world around you, and ultimately, happier. Now go out there and be present. Share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media using I Tap Out of Overstimulation. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of people who are committed to living in the moment. Until next time, remember to take a deep breath, focus on what's right in front of you, and enjoy the ride.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.